Matthew chapter 13, verse 53. When Jesus had finished these parables, he left that place. Jesus entered his hometown and taught in their synagogue. As a result, the people were amazed and said, "Where did this fellow get this wisdom and these miracles? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother named Mary, and aren't James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas his brothers? And aren't all of his sisters here with us? Where then did this fellow get all of these things?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own hometown and in his own house." He did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. Chapter 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the news about Jesus. He said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead. That is why these powers are working in him." For Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. John had been telling him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although Herod wanted to put him to death, he feared the crowd because they regarded him as a prophet. But when it was Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced among them. This pleased Herod, so he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." Although this saddened the king because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he ordered that it be done. He sent the order and had John beheaded in prison. His head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. John's disciples came, took the body, and buried it. Then they went and reported this to Jesus. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.